Hello, my name is Marlene. I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, peace, freedom, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I am greatly honored and thrilled that we are joined by Amy Brink Peterson in the Netherlands. Amy is a vegan coach for changemakers, so we'll be hearing all about this. Thank you, Amy, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm very excited too, and thank you for all you do. And let's start out hearing about you personally. How did you end up in the Netherlands? And more information about how you became a vegan. Thank you, Amy.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Marlene. So right now I'm really grateful to be able to do what I'm doing now. I'm working as a coach for changemakers, specifically people, you know, for advocates who are working in the vegan, animal advocacy and plant-based spaces. But yeah, it wasn't always this way, of course, that being able to do this incredible work. If I go back to when I became, I guess when I started calling myself vegan, it was about 5 years ago. I'd already been living in the Netherlands for several years. So I moved to the Netherlands about, I would say, almost 16 years ago. So, and I moved here to be together with my husband. At the time, he was my boyfriend, who's from the Netherlands. So it was really for love. So that's how I ended up here. And I just stayed ever since. I've been lucky to be able to stay. And my family is now here. I have a daughter who's 5. And that's how I ended up here in the Netherlands. So now I work here and I live here. And when I coach clients, I can coach in both languages now. So I can do English and Dutch as well. So I work with people internationally, which is wonderful. A little bit about how I became vegan as well, or when I started calling myself that, I would say I would actually... somebody else recently asked me this question, and then I thought about it. I thought, gosh, I guess I've kind of always been vegan. I just was conditioned out of it for a while. I think I was born vegan. And what I mean by that is that I was born with an innate loving kindness for all beings and for myself and for ecosystems. So it's just that, you know, growing up in a society where, you know, eating meat is normal and lots of things are normalized, I got conditioned out of that a bit, kind of got buried underneath. But I guess you could say it resurfaced about 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, after I became a mom, actually. So it was after my daughter was born. It wasn't until I became a mom that it really, that I was ready to really, I guess, step out of that matrix, as you would call it, out of that conditioning of, you know, using other beings for my own fulfillment. And it was about when my daughter was about 6 months old, I listened to a podcast from a Dutch anthropologist, Rowena van Voorst, who wrote a book, Once Upon a Time, We Ate Animals. And the interview was about her book. And I just knew that if I was going to listen to this interview with her, that something was going to shift. But I decided to listen anyway. And after the hour of listening to her and her explaining her own transition to becoming vegan, it was like somebody had turned the lights on. And it was specifically when she talked about dairy. And of course, being a new mom, I had, you know, I had this my own child and had gone through breastfeeding, which was sometimes wonderful and sometimes it was awful. And it really hit home with me when she explained what happens in dairy. You know, what makes that possible is that, you know, mother cows are forcibly impregnated over and over again. They're, you know, and then when their child is born, their child is taken away from them. These cows, these mothers, they go through this loss over and over and over again until, you know, they're a few years old and their milk production drops and then they go to the slaughterhouse as well. And I just, when that really hit me, when I imagined what a mother cow must feel, I was horrified. And I just, and then I imagined as well how, you know, my own daughter, you know, maybe when she was older, asking me, you know, mommy, you knew about this. Why did you keep eating or using these things if you knew about this? And I knew that I wouldn't have an answer for her. I wouldn't be able to look her straight in the eye and tell her that I knew about this and kept my behavior the same. So it was those two things. Yeah, it was a very intense moment and a very, And I just really cried. There was a lot of emotion came out, but I'm so glad that it did. I'm so glad that happened. It was really one of the most powerful moments in my life. Thankfully, I took that step. You know, it's really even knowing what I know, having that burden of knowing, as psychologist Claire Mann calls it. So
thank you, Amy. And much thanks to all the listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Let's have a little musical interlude.
Stell dir vor, du bist ein Kälbchen. Stell dir vor, du wirst gerade deiner Mama weggerissen. Stell dir vor, die nehmen dich mit und du weißt nicht wohin. Stell dir das einfach mal vor.
This is Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany. Mama.
Mama, ich habe Angst. Mama, warum konntest du mich nicht beschützen? Mama, warum wurde ich von dir weggenommen? Mama, wo bringen die mich hin?
On March 5th, 2024, Annette joined us for an interview on Vegan Nation. Here's a clip, and she explains the song.
I sang on so many different demos in front of animal testing labs, and I have so many different locations where I sang for a better world, I say. It's important what we are doing.
Mm-hmm. Because you also bring out the ethics, the animal liberation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, I talk to people. I have on my back always my vegan because I want peace sign on my back, and people talk to me, and sometimes they are nice, sometimes they are not that nice. But with songs, I could reach people in different ways, because they feel different because of the music, I guess. They get touched in another way. Yeah.
Yes.
It's so great to be vegan. Yeah. Join us. Some people I could reach with this is a German song, means Mama. It's about a calf who can't stay with his mom because other people want to drink their milk. So, and with this song, it's a big German song I sing with my friend Natasha Wienrich together. This is Mama, they take me from you and we can't do anything against it. And during this song, this is so, you cry when you listen. I even cry when I sing that, because it is so awful. When I think about people wanted to have my son taking away from me only because they want my milk, this is so horrible. You understand?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so. And with this song, I could reach people that they don't drink milk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or eat cheese or something like that, yeah.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Annette.
Stell dir vor, du bist ein Kälbchen. Stell dir vor, du wirst gerade deiner Mama weggerissen. Stell dir vor, die nehmen dich mit und du weißt nicht wohin. Stell dir das einfach mal vor.
Mein Kind, ich hab doch auch so große Angst und ich sehe nur hilflos zu, wie sie dich von mir reißen und wegbringen. Ich weiß doch nicht wohin. Durch ein Gitterfenster sehe ich hindurch, ich friere, ich zitter, ich weiß nicht, wo ich bin. Mama, sie schubsten mich und ich fiel einfach hin. Mama, kannst du mir sagen, warum? Mein Herz zerspringt. Mama, ich brauche dich.
Ich will mein Kind.
Mama, ich ruf so laut ich kann.
Wie grausam Menschen sind.
Mama, ich will doch nur bei dir sein. Mein Herz zerspringt. Mama, ich brauche dich.
Ich will mein Kind.
Mama, ich ruf so laut ich kann.
Wie grausam Menschen sind.
Stark sein.
Wer will uns helfen?
Mein mein Herz zerspringt.
Mama, ich brauche dich.
Ich will mein Kind.
Mama, ich ruf so laut ich kann.
Wie grausam Menschen sind.
Mama, ich will doch nur bei dir sein.
Mein Herz zerspringt.
Mama, ich brauche dich.
Ich will mein Kind.
Mama, ich ruf so laut ich kann.
Wie grausam Menschen sind.
Mama, warum wurde ich von dir weggenommen,
mein liebes Kind?
Mama! Mama, ich sterbe.
That was Natasha and Annette in Munich, Germany. Now back to our conversation with Amy Brink-Peterson, who's joining us from the Netherlands. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts.
I would love to also hear about how you were born and raised in Ohio and then migrated to the Netherlands and then became vegan and then a vegan coach to help other change makers.
Yes. Yeah, those are a lot of transitions. And it's funny you bring that up because I've been thinking about this recently about I've had a number of what I call migrations in my life, right? So I've had, and two of the most significant ones were, you know, physically migrating from United States, Ohio, where I grew up, to the Netherlands, which was huge, right? I really had to start over again with a lot of things. I learned a new language, didn't know how things worked. I couldn't drive a car in the Netherlands. It was like really figuring out all these things again and starting adult life at the same time. So really trying to navigate all that. And then that second migration, or another migration, of going vegan, right? And maybe on top of that, also the change and shift of becoming a mother. That's, I learned a new word last year, matrescence, which is the process of becoming a mother. So it's this incredible developmental phase that we enter when we become mothers, that it's like your brain changes. It's like a second adolescence, and we really grow and transform. And so all of these different migrations, and they're very humbling, I think, these experiences. They're very jolting, I think, for our nervous systems. They can be frightening and overwhelming. At the same time, it's both a loss and a gain. There's an enrichment. And I chose all of these things, right? So I chose to immigrate to the Netherlands. I chose to become a mother. And then, you know, by the grace of the universe, I was gifted a child. And then, yeah, I chose to go vegan. I'm so glad I did. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you, Amy.
We're joined by Amy Brink-Peterson, a vegan coach for change makers. You tune into Vegan Nation. Much thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Amy Brink-Peterson. This is Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany. Go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan.
Please let us all.
Go vegan.
Far too long you haven't realized that every life is precious. Now please confess it. And then listen and watch and then act. Yes, listen and watch and then act. Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan.
Please let us all.
Welcome back to the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Amy Brink-Peterson in the Netherlands. Amy is a vegan coach for changemakers.
Go vegan.
Please let us all.
Go vegan.
For too long you haven't noticed all the cruelties that have been done. But now the time has come that you listen and watch and then act.
please listen and watch and then act. Hörst du sie schreien?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Hörst du sie weinen?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Siehst du sie sterben?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Bitte lasst uns alle.
Now I'd love to hear about some of the things that are happening in the Netherlands. We're continuing our conversation with Amy Brink-Petersen.
Yes, thank you. The Netherlands is a funny place to be because on the one hand, it's very vegan friendly in the sense of it's really easy to find, if you're talking about food, for example, if we just focus on food, because of course, veganism is much more than just food. It's really a much deeper way of being. It's really easy to find plant-based products. So there's a lot happening in that space. And I've had the honor of meeting and getting to know a number of really wonderful change makers here in the Netherlands too. You know, one of my good friends is a plant-based dietitian who was, I believe, the first or one of the first plant-based dietitians here in the Netherlands. And, you know, and she's a vegan for the animals. And she just, I really admire her because she's so, in, you know, in the time that she was going to school, she was really challenging the things she was learning at school. And she's written books since then. I'm really honored to know these people. And I think also the idea that of veganism or, you know, being vegan, most people know the word. They might not quite grasp the depth of it, you know, like what it actually means, but they've heard of it. And cities like Amsterdam, there are vegan restaurants and all this kind of stuff. So on the other hand, the Netherlands is also a huge producer and exporter of animals and animal products. Not too far from my house, there's a pig processing plant, you know, that processes thousands of pigs a day. Just down the road from my house, you know, there are cows walking in the meadow, and I know that they are there because they're going to be slaughtered.
All too long you haven't noticed all the cruelties that have been done, but now the time has come that you listen and watch and pass.
Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
I'm definitely feeling that, you know, what Claire Mann describes as dystopia, that anguish of being vegan in a non-vegan world, I definitely feel it here too.
For our listeners, that animal voice we just heard is a nanny goat. And now we'll continue again hearing from Coach Amy as she's talking about dystopia.
It's really challenging.
Thank you, Amy. And speaking of the dystopia, oh my gosh, it's so prevalent everywhere in every institution. And recently I listened to a great vegan and great vegan activist who's very much involved in the Christian and spirituality circles, and he attended an event of Freedom and Health conference in New England, and thinking that he was going to come across a lot of people who would understand veganism and want to evolve to embrace veganism based on freedom, because that's what the vegan movement is, like you said, loving kindness and freedom and respect for personal sovereignty. And so he was expecting that he would be welcomed with sharing the vegan information and vegan conversations, and it wasn't. It was that typical response of denial and attack, and it's just crazy. It like drives the dystopia even deeper, because people you think, whether in the spirituality field of any religion, any organized religion, or in the freedom movement, in the health freedom movement, that they would be more open to it.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up, Marlene, because what you're describing, first of all, is so recognizable, that someone who's going to a space where they're excited, you know, they're enthusiastic, looking to connect, expecting a kind of, you know, maybe openness or understanding about being vegan or, you know, animal rights or these kinds of things, and then being met with the same type of resistance that they may experience in other areas of their life. Yeah, kind of almost surprise, sadness, disappointment, isolation. That feeling of isolation we can experience as vegans, I think, is very prominent. I've definitely been through periods where, like, I just felt very alone. I had to kind of figure out how to connect with people, because I then was aware of certain things. I became aware of this incredible oppression and violence happening at a scale we can't even fathom. And then you go to talk to somebody else about it, right? In a space that you hope somebody will understand, or you expect somebody to understand, and then they don't. And that's why I really appreciate the work of my mentor, Claire Mann, a vegan psychologist. She really speaks about this a lot in her work about, well, she coined the term dystopia, you know, this anguish of being a vegan in a non-vegan world. It's the initial shock of realizing the violence and oppression that's happening, that alone. And then you go to try to talk about it with somebody or tell somebody about it, and you're met with resistance. And that is the second pain, that social pain and the isolation that's felt there. That's very real. I've definitely felt that. And pretty much every vegan I've spoken to who, you know, has been gone vegan for animals has experienced this. Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, Marlene, because I like to define veganism as a practice of loving kindness towards ourselves, towards other beings, and towards ecosystems. I learned this definition from my mentor, Claire Mann, who I believe learned it from Will Tuttle. And I really love this definition because it's indeed then the choices we make, whether that's what we eat, the clothes we wear, you know, how we engage with other countries, those are all consequences of this much larger practice of loving kindness. I really appreciate looking at it like that because it helps us to expand. It's not a diet. I would say it's even more than a lifestyle. I think it's more about the loving kindness. And so loving kindness for me has no boundaries. So if you look at, for example, Gaza, what's happening in Gaza? I mean, that to me is absolutely something to be concerned about as, you know, someone who is practicing loving kindness. To me, that is not loving kindness, right? So if our expansion goes towards, you know, other species, other countries, or towards ourselves, which is where my work is really focused as a coach, is really extending that loving kindness inwardly towards ourselves. I see that all as veganism, basically. So as loving kindness, absolutely. I'm really glad that you bring that up.
Thank you, Amy. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What information can you give us?
So once in a while, I give free workshops geared towards vegan advocates. I call it From Burnout to Brilliance, which I think is kind of the idea of like, how do we align our mission with our well-being, you know, so we can do this for the long term. So that's what these workshops and my work is really focused on. So on July 13th, I'm actually giving another workshop. I do this only once in a while. So on Monday, July 13th, unless you're in Australia, that's actually the next day. It's Tuesday, July 14th, but it's quite early, I think, for people in Australia. But yeah.
And what is your website?
My website is www.coachamy.nl. NL is for the Netherlands.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for all you do. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
Can you give us a food tip from the Netherlands?
Ooh, a food tip. That's a really good one. A really good plant-based food from the Netherlands. I guess what's something that's really traditional from the Netherlands, especially in the wintertime, which is really great, is pea soup. It's a very nourishing, very typically Dutch thing to have in the wintertime using, you know, legumes like peas and stuff. So I think that's a wonderful, super Dutch food to give a try. So if you can get a vegan or plant-based pea soup, definitely go for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Amy, how do you say go vegan, be vegan, stay vegan in the Dutch language?
Yeah. You can say maybe word vegan. Blijf vegan en ga op het pad van veganisme.
Thank you, Amy. Let's go out with Alisarti, a local musician, vegan musician, here in central Massachusetts. This is her song, Everything Comes Around.
Behind a steel door, behind the concrete and barbed wire, sentenced to darkness, sentenced to living death, the warehoused merchandise. Living commodities, tethered to grating and the what we
program, we heard the Turkey Song by Rotaro. We also heard Go Vegan and Mama by Aneta Ruda. In this song by Yelly Sarti, I've inserted the voices of trauma, fear, screams and cries, of lambs and piglets enslaved in regenerative agriculture and slaughter.
Under the heavens, we pray for mercy in our lives. Under the hand can we show no mercy for those lives we
guest Amy Brink Peterson. Thanks to the vegan musicians also, and to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.